Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I know Clay Ferreiro was not pleased last night at many moments during the Heat game. Clay's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms, Toyota of Hollywood, on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. You see Clay on Local 10 here in Miami. Clay, Nicholas Batum, your thoughts?
Foul.
You're talking on the Tyler backcourt? Are you obsessed over that non-call?
Obsessed may be a bit strong, but I do think we got to stop doing this thing where we say, oh, well, that one call didn't decide the game. No, hold on. There's less than a minute to go. It is a very clear shove in the back. I mean, extremely obvious. And it's not just a shove in the back. It is one that directly leads to a violation. I don't care, like, how the game had been called up to that point. That's an obvious foul. Tyler Hero is going to the free throw line. Like, it always bugs me. I'm sure this whole thing was, you know, remember back when Michael Jordan hit the shot on Craig Elo, and I'm sure you had a lot of people saying, oh, well, you know, that one shot wasn't the reason that Cleveland lost the game. They had other chances. No, Michael Jordan misses that shot. Cleveland wins the game. If that call is made, Tyler Hero is going to the free throw line with less than a minute to go. And the way the timing shapes up, Philly can't go 2-for-1 at that point. It was a big, bad call in a bad situation. And I'm sorry. I think we got to be intellectually honest about just how much it impacted the game.
But Clay, with the Batum thing, it wasn't just that call. Like, he was roasting us. Shouldn't we have done something? Like, can we put somebody on Batum when you see he's hot?
Well, sure. And I think, look, all of these things can be true, that there were some things that happened that led up to that point that he could have done differently. And yet I think we know that the way these games go, it's going to come down to the final minute, especially when the Miami Heat are involved. And to allow that play to change so much of how that final minute would have unfolded. Not to mention that, you know, then Philly goes down and Kelly Oubre gets an and one on a play where I still didn't see a foul there. So it kind of bugs me where, you know, we kind of like look at the rest of the game and say, yes, absolutely, Nick Batum, they should have found an answer earlier. And yet I think if you had gone into that saying, you know, Joel Embiid was going to be held to what, 6 of 17? And you were going to be able to slow down Maxey a bit. Yeah. Batum and Bias.
I never know whether it's my connection or if it's the phone connection. Your phone crapped out there for a second, Clay.
Okay, well, are we back?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good. Anyway, point being, like, all of those things can be true, and yet at the same time, that game was winnable, and had things fallen differently with a minute to go, would have loved to see how it would have ended.
But, Clay, one of the bigger issues all season, despite injuries, which ended up impacting the game as well for the Miami Heat, was it not late-game execution? I'm with you. That was a foul. I wasn't as outraged as a lot of people, and clearly you are, because the Miami Heat had a three-point lead. They turned the ball over. Jaime gets called for a rip-through that he should have never had his hand over Joel Embiid. And then even after that, you know, to not be able to have that exchange be clean for Tyler Hero, and then to come out of the timeout with that play call where Tyler just forces up a three, like, you had time to find a better shot than that. You know, all the things that bogged down the Heat this season popped up at the very end of that game once again, their inefficiency to score and find quality shots in the biggest moments of games.
Well, I understand, and yet at the same time, how much differently do all of those things look if Tyler goes to the line, hits one or two? You don't know what Philly's going to do on the other end, but you do look at the time and you say the Heat absolutely would have had an opportunity to choose to go two for one if they had had that, if they had chosen to do so. And so I think you have to, like, look at it and say, yes, all of those things are issues, and yet you're playing against a team in Philly that I think may be the second-best team in the East right now behind Boston. I don't see Milwaukee. They just seem to be a mess. Giannis is hurt. And then you look at New York, and, you know, if Julius Randle isn't coming back, I don't know that that team's better than Philly either. We'll get to find out in that playoff series. So at some point, you have to say, hey, look, that's a really good team that they're going against, and you have to make plays. But making a play, shooting free throws in that situation because you get shoved in the back, that's making a play. And so it did bother me. Yes, there were certainly things that they could have done better, and yet I'm sure Philly would say there were some things that they could have done better. The bottom line is that play should have been called, and the final 55 seconds should have played out a lot differently.
Now we have to focus on tomorrow night. This is what Ira Winderman tweeted out. Should the Heat be without Jimmy Butler? And Duncan didn't play last night. Terry Rozier, Ira says there is still a pathway versus the Bulls. This is what he suggests. Hero must be at least equal of Kobe White. Jaime Jaquez Jr. has to be competitive with DeRozan. Adebayo has to outplay Vucevic. Kevin Love has to compete with Andre Drummond on the boards. And Caleb Martin has to be his playoff best. I don't even know if all those things have to happen. I'm not a huge believer in the Bulls, Clay. So even without Jimmy, could you see them winning tomorrow night at the Kaseya Center?
Well, absolutely. And I actually said before this started, I don't know if I said it on air, if it was just to, you know, amongst ourselves, but I the Bulls matchup is tough to me, like for what DeRozan brings. But I think a big part of that is Alex Caruso is a guy who brings so much defensively, and on a team that doesn't, I think they're ninth worst in defensive rating this season, losing Caruso, when it looks like in all likelihood he's going to be out tomorrow night, that's enormous. So, I mean, I get all of that. I just think basketball is a game where you can't just say, oh, X, Y, Z has to happen in order for this team to win. And I think the bigger issue with this team right now, we're talking about the Miami Heat, and look, I'm by no means does what happened in the last minute last night absolve a bunch of the other stuff that happened this year. Like, you don't lose at home to Memphis. You don't fail to show up for the first half of a game at Indiana. But I think that this is a team that absolutely can win this game tomorrow night. The concern I have is, okay, what's the end game here? And if Duncan Robinson were anywhere near close to right, he would have played last night. That this was not Spo choosing to sit him. I mean, he's hurt. And Terry Rozier being out hurts a lot. So it's like, at some point, especially with Jimmy out, the available options start to diminish. And, yeah, I think you can find a way to beat Chicago, a team that doesn't play very good defense, without Jimmy Butler and without those guys. But then what happens on the back end of that? Now, I know nobody wants to talk about that right now, and maybe we get a miraculous update here in the next hour after Jimmy has the MRI. But, you know, it's just where are the answers going to come from moving forward?
And Clay, speaking of Jimmy's injury, was he in the game too long? Because we talked about it earlier, where you saw late in that fourth quarter he wasn't a part of the offense in that last couple series, the inbound, like, he wasn't a piece. Your best player wasn't a piece of that play, wasn't a big cog in that play. Should they have put somebody in that was healthy? Because obviously Jimmy wasn't healthy.
It's a good question, and I don't honestly know the answer to that, because I don't know who else you could have put in there that, you know, when you consider, okay, go back to that play where Jimmy had the rip and dunk, the pick six in the second half, when he clearly wasn't right. There are certain things that Jimmy does just by his presence on the floor, the basketball IQ, that even when he's hurt, I think he can impact the game. And so you're looking down the line, you're like, okay, well, who would have played? I mean, is it Caleb Martin? Is it, you know, who are you looking at that you would have put in the game at that point that would have moved the needle enough to justify taking him out? Because it wasn't Duncan Robbins. I mean, Duncan clearly was not right. So sure, you could look at it and say, you know, maybe him being ineffective was a reason why to put somebody else out there. But then you also have to answer from the back end of that. Who is it? And would that player have moved the needle enough to make up for losing Jimmy both as a decoy and also for his basketball IQ with getting other guys into position and also potentially jumping into passing lanes?
Should we bother even discussing if they were to win tomorrow night a seven-game series against Boston?
It's so hard because, if Duncan Robinson were healthy, if Terry Rozier were healthy, then you could say, hey, maybe this is something where you go into Boston, you steal one, then the demons from last year start to bite it at Boston a little bit, and this team kind of plays with that classic chip on their shoulder, and something might happen. I just think we're kind of getting to the point where when it's not just Jimmy, when it's also Duncan Robinson, when, you know, this is where losing Max Strus and Gabe Vincent come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It feel like it's just too much.
You're back. Go ahead.
It just starts to feel like it's too much to overcome at that point.
But Clay, as it pertains to the Boston Celtics, Embiid isn't 100%. Jimmy Butler looks like he's going to miss the series if the Heat get to that series. Julius Randle for the Knicks is out. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, we don't know what his status is. This is setting up to be the biggest letdown in the history of the Boston Celtics, which is saying a lot, which I happen to be very excited for because I don't trust that team
to do anything. This worked out well. This worked out well.
Right. I mean, because the path, the Boston media, which is everybody outside of South Florida, and the Boston fan base, I mean, they're talking about this regular season like they've already won the NBA title. And with the records the Celtics broke, I mean, if they don't get out of the East, it would be the biggest letdown, I think, in Boston sports history. And I'm very, very looking forward to that happening.
So what is what's the bar? Like, is it making the finals? Do they have to win the NBA championship? Like, where?
No, they got
to
win it.
They have to.
They got
to
win it.
They got to win the championship.
Yeah, they were the best team in the regular season, and all they do is talk about Jimmy Butler's 0-2 record in the NBA finals. Hey, guess what? You're one finals loss away from Tatum and Brown being 0-2 in the NBA finals, you bums.
I love that, like, the level of copium is now, okay, let's just see where Boston loses, and then we're going to be able to celebrate at that point. But now, here's my thing. I still look over at the West, and I see Nikola Jokic standing there just, like, with his shoulders slumped, bored. He's like, all right, I guess it's time for me to drop 40 and 20 on these fools in the NBA Finals. And they're going to win again. Denver is going to win again unless Jokic gets hurt or Jamal Murray gets hurt, and then something else is going to happen with somebody else. But I just feel like the West is – you have three teams at the top of the West that if they play Boston, I think I could see them winning. And yet Denver, if they stay healthy, I don't think anybody's beating them anyway. I really don't.
Yeah, I don't either. Clay Ferrero, Local 10. He will forever be haunted by Nicholas Batum and the non-call at half court. Thanks, Clay.
Bye, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.